New York Public Radio is mourning the passing of legendary New York broadcaster Steve Post. Raised in the Bronx, Post was the classical music host weekday mornings on WNYC for more than 20 years. But his contribution to New York's radio community extends far beyond that. WNYC's Sarah Fischko followed Steve as the host of Midday Music and was a longtime friend. She has this remembrance.
Steve Post, the wry, one-of-a-kind radio personality who spent more than two decades on WNYC, died Sunday at age 70. The cause of death was lung cancer. There was nobody like Post for a peculiar combination of warmth, bitterness, intelligence, mordant humor, and brilliantly on-target observations. Larry Josephson, his friend and colleague going back 50 years, remembers when Post first walked into WBAI in 1965 to be the bookkeeper.
He was clearly incompetent at doing that. Never wrote the right checks. Incoming checks wound up stuffed in his drawer. So they promoted him to the air. So Steve took over a late-night weekend program called The Outside. And it was his version of live radio.
On this thing, I've continued to make fun of Nixon. And
live radio at the time was a developing art form, with singular voices such as Post spinning out at length stories and personal obsessions into the night. For Post, obsession number one was Richard M. Nixon.
It began to seem like the pilgrimage to Mecca to me. It was incredible. The beach was empty. It was a cool day.
Post told of his journey to San Clemente to witness Nixon in exile after his resignation.
And stood there, and suddenly it became very, very clear and very close to me that I was within maybe 20 or 30 feet of Richard Nixon himself, and probably B.B. Rebozo and Patton and the whole family. And I just stood there and looked.
When he arrived at WNYC in the early 80s, Steve Post became the voice of morning music every weekday. Using his humor to enhance news, weather reports, and classical music.
This is morning music for Wednesday, the 22nd day of May, 1996.
For example, after he played a piece of particularly nerve-wracking modern music, which the station featured in those days, he waited a long pause and came on and said, "Well, that was your medicine for today." Nothing more, that's it. A subtle put-down of whoever programmed that piece.
788-9692. We have had another call, but we need more calls.
And he became the undisputed champion of on-air fundraising.
Don't let the levity and the high-class levity, the highbrow humor that's coming across your radio this very hour, don't let it deter you from going to the phones and giving
us a call. He raised millions for public radio, never for an instant letting us forget his anti-authoritarian nature.
Because if we don't make our goal, let me tell you something, folks. There's a new thing around here in our new spirit of cooperation. Every day at 12 noon, we have a little post-mortem meeting in the ready room. They critique our performance of the morning.
Ever the raconteur, Post regaled listeners with his adventures on a window ledge.
From my slippered toes cracked through a thin layer of ice into a stagnant puddle of freezing water gathered at the base of the ledge.
He was 25 stories up and had inadvertently, we think, locked himself in the bathroom after putting on a piece by Rameau.
I eased myself along the outside wall of the studio complex against the gusty winds.
Post related the drama of his deadline to reach the studio before the record ran out.
I had to get to the microphone. So obsessed was I that I did not stop for a moment to consider the relatively minor consequences of not getting back to the studio.
And he did get there. That's how Post got to you. He revealed his anxiety. And he put seemingly hidden caustic messages into his announcements with little fanfare. So it all felt like a private joke.
This is true of some of the best radio people. Fans thought they were the only one, or members of a very small group, when, of course, there were millions of them.
And so you felt special, just being his listener.
I got him. I'm one of the elect. I'm one of the smart people who understands. You get it. And you congratulate yourself because you get it. and you love Steve because he's able to talk to you with respect for your intelligence and, you know, or disrespect for your intelligence in some cases.
One of the most beautiful pieces of music to me is Franz Schubert's String Quintet in C. And it was the beautiful second movement that the pianist Otto Rubinstein asked me to have played at his funeral.
Steve Post may never have imagined himself as a classical music announcer doing a daily shift, but he turned out to be great at it, maybe the best ever, and developed passions and favorite pieces he played again and again. Steve Post, New York personified, he of the loyal audience who loved and chuckled at every word he spoke in his deep and resonant voice. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Fishko.
Almost live from New York City, it's another bout of The No-Show, reminding you today that we all lead lives of quiet desperation, but some of us are not so quiet about it.